Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Dave Wilson.
We're hearing lots of shouting going on when it comes to the debate over U.S. debt. And you're listening to Taking Stock on Bloomberg Radio. Americans say that the $14 trillion in debt threatens the economy, but there's lots of posturing going on. And Americans aren't swayed by the arguments on either side of the aisle for their remedies for debt reduction. And they're rejecting a lot of these tax scare tactics. So with us to break this down is Bloomberg's Julie Hirschfeld Davis. Welcome to Taking Stock.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Do most people see the arguments from the Democrats and the Republicans as empty rhetoric?
They really do. I mean, we actually asked people about 10 different statements that politicians and public figures routinely say about the economy and the dangers facing the economy, and they found that six of them they thought were just scare tactics, and a few of them were real dangers. And like you said at the beginning, that they really do think that the debt is a real danger, that it could, the interest that's accumulating on the debt could drag the economy into a recession, and that Social Security and Medicare could go broke. Those things they see as real dangers, but all the other rhetoric going around about what would happen if we raise taxes to try and deal with the deficit, what would happen if we cut spending, they really think they're scare tactics. They don't think that the economy is going to worsen necessarily if we do those things. They think that politicians are saying that just to get them worried.
Now, Julie, you know, when you look at a balance sheet, and this brings me back to taking basic accounting courses, you know, debts, you've got two sides of the ledger, right? You've got debts, but they were invested in something. And we spent money building bridges. We spent money on national parks, on highway infrastructure, all those federal projects that are not privately owned. And maybe they were not intended to return a financial investment. My question is, isn't this just a number? Because this isn't like a company. This is a country.
Well, it is a number, but it's a very big number, and it's a number that's higher as a proportion of GDP than it's ever been, and this is why politicians are so worried about it, public officials are so worried about it in Washington, and that's definitely trickled down to voters that we talked to for this poll. They really do think that this is a threat to the economy. Now, I think that you can definitely see when you talk to people about this issue that they don't necessarily understand all the mechanics of it. So it's true that, you know, there are government investments that are made that you're not necessarily going to see immediate returns on, and the debt is going to look really bad because, you know, we've just spent hundreds of billions of dollars trying to sort of stimulate the economy. But the fact is that it's a big number, and it's something that I think Republicans and Democrats in Washington anyway have agreed there has to be something done about it. So the question is, where is the political consensus to actually do something?
Are Republicans or Democrats more skeptical? Which group is more skeptical?
Well, we asked a question about the issue of what would happen if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, because we are coming up on an August 2nd deadline for doing that. After that, the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, says that the U.S. would go into default if Congress doesn't vote to increase it by then. 51% of the public doesn't believe that's true. They believe that's a scare tactic. And Republicans are much more likely to be skeptical of that. More than 60% of them said that that was a scare tactic. Democrats are more likely to say that they actually do believe the U.S. would default if that limit isn't raised. But even Democrats, you know, are pretty much split on the question. So Republicans are much more likely to be skeptical, but everyone's pretty skeptical of some sort of big default crisis happening if the debt ceiling isn't raised by August.
What's the timeline that we need to be paying attention to here, Julie?
Well, I think that's sort of still the timeline that everyone is paying the most attention to. On Capitol Hill, there have been negotiations going on how they can get to some sort of debt reduction agreement that would allow a debt ceiling vote. And so we're really looking at the next 4 to 6 weeks. They're going to have to do something really by late July and certainly by early August.
Did anything surprise you from the poll that you did?
Well, I think it was fairly surprising that so few people really did think that the U.S. will default if the debt ceiling isn't raised. And also interesting was that neither tax increases nor spending cuts were really seen as things that would send the economy into a tailspin if those actions were taken. If you listen to some of the rhetoric, you would think that you know, that the public is dead set against raising taxes or dead set against cutting spending. But really, the people, for the most part, dismiss those things as, you know, this is just rhetoric. And so what that says is that, you know, that there may be some sort of room for a solution here. Other parts of the poll, however, did seem to indicate that people really don't want to see some of those steps taken, even if they are the only ways to rein in the debt. So there's a lot of contradiction going on with public sentiment.
I was just going to use that word, contradiction. I mean, doesn't it tell you a lot when the poll results indicate that everyone says it's almost like talking about the weather? You can complain about it, but no one really is going to do anything.
Well, you know, I think the biggest takeaway from this element of the poll anyway was how little credibility public officials really have on these issues anymore. And some of the public opinion experts I talked to for my story did say that, you know, what it shows you is that how difficult it is to really do anything substantive on this issue, because people just feel like they've been lied to by politicians on these issues. And you see it with the Medicare issue. Last year when they were debating the health care law, the Republicans went after Democrats and said that they were cutting Medicare, they were slashing Medicare, and that really worked for them in the midterm elections. If you look at the results, now Democrats have turned around and are saying that Republicans are trying to slash Medicare and that they are trying to undermine this important program. And, you know, they're hoping to get some political mileage out of that. So I think when you get it from both sides that way, what you end up with was the finding that we found, which was people really don't believe what they're hearing from Washington anymore.
Well, maybe sentiment would change if something happens to their social programs. Have you found that with talking to people?
Well, I mean, I think the things that really resonate with them are the programs that they know that affect them directly. So Social Security, Medicare, the prospect of continued joblessness and more unemployment, those things really do resonate with people, and they're worried about it. But I don't think that people really understand, at least from the indications that we have from this poll, what it's going to take for politicians to come together on those issues.
Do the people really understand that Medicare and Social Security have their own trust funds? I mean, if anybody ever looks at their paycheck, you can see that there is money that is separately allocated, that is deducted for those programs. They're not part of the general budget.
Yeah, I think it's fairly poorly understood. I mean, but I do think that the general principle that you do hear when I called people who we polled on this and talked to them about it, they do understand that, you know, the baby boomers are retiring and that these programs that everyone's paid into are about to have a more draw on them than they have people paying in. And so they sort of understand that basic math, and all the details get lost, or many of the details get lost for the vast majority of the public. But that's why they're so concerned about what's going to happen in the future.
Well, if they're worried about what's concerned in the future, I mean, is there any context that says that people ever really believe what politicians said anyway? I mean, why should this be such a surprise? I mean, you go back into American history, it's not as if politicians have ever been that highly rated.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I think you might say that this, I don't know if this is an all-time low, but this is a pretty big issue that Congress has to confront right now on the debt. And you would hope that they would at least have some credibility with the public when they try to do things that are politically difficult. And the fact is that they don't have that reservoir there. So that just makes it that much harder for them to come to some sort of consensus.
Bloomberg's Julie Hirschfeld Davis, thank you so much for being with us on Taking Stock.
You can subscribe to Bloomberg's premium podcast service at Bloomberg.com/Tom Keene and listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2011 Bloomberg LP.